This piece was brought to you by the Greenhouse Tavern. For more information, visit thegreenhousetavern.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Business.
I had always had a strong interest in Braddock, Pennsylvania, because I grew up right down the river in McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania, and the two towns share a lot of the same distress. You know, when the steel mill industry in Pittsburgh collapsed, it affected McKees Rocks, my hometown, much in the same way that it affected Braddock, in that all of the jobs left, a huge part of the tax base left, and you're just left with a community that's in rubble.
James Beard Award semi-finalist and proud Pittsburgher Kevin Souza is the creator of three much-admired eateries in the Steel City, including the acclaimed Salt of the Earth in Garfield. But a few years ago, he left these restaurants to bring an ambitious new project to the neighborhood of Braddock. Joining forces with Braddock's towering and dynamic mayor, John Fetterman, Souza plans to open what will be the town's only sit-down restaurant, Superior Motors.
I think he was interested in the fact that all of my restaurants were located in what were considered at one point fringe areas, quote-unquote fringe areas, places that had not gone through any redevelopment. And that was not by accident. I'm drawn to neighborhoods that need a little bit of love. And so he introduced himself to me and said, hey, you know, I've been thinking about hooking up with you and maybe talking about Braddock.
Braddock in particular is in dire need of love. A town that at one point had over 20,000 residents now hosts a meager 2,000, most of whom don't live downtown.
I mean, there are lots down here, vacant lots, that we would like to rework the land and farm, but so many of these properties, it's hard to track down who even owns them because people just abandon them. And, you know, in a lot of cases, the people have been dead for 20 years. You know, and that gives you an idea of just how forgotten this place was. It might take us 2 years just to figure out how the hell we get our hands on a piece of property. Not that we want it for free. We just want to say, hey, we would like to do something interesting with this piece of land. How do we find out how to do that? And it just takes forever because it's literally the town that everyone forgot about. And there are so many towns like this all around, you know, the Rust Belt.
Around the time Mayor Fetterman approached Souza about development in Braddock, the chef started volunteering with the Braddock Youth Project, a program started by Fetterman and his wife Giselle.
The Braddock Youth Project is, you know, it's an outreach project for, you know, local kids, at-risk youth, maybe you might call them, doing after-school farming and gardening and beekeeping and teaching life skills and cooking. Anytime you go to a community event, there's food and music. I mean, that's the language that everybody speaks. And I think that it's an easy way to get your foot in the door and an easy way to introduce yourself. I feel like chefs and farmers inherently have a finger on the pulse of what needs to happen in a, you know, very ground level grassroots kind of way.
Through a partnership with Grow Pittsburgh, an established urban farm nearly 2 acres in size, and other local garden projects, Souza will be able to continue his precedent of farm-to-table native cooking. Food is a chance to celebrate a community's culture, history, and landscape, and Superior Motors is embracing that opportunity full force. Region-specific cooking is a movement we've seen on the southern food scene for the past half decade, and now, with the help of Souza and others, it's sweeping across the Rust Belt.
You know, I'm not the Sean Brock of the Mon Valley. I mean, just in Western Pennsylvania, the seasonal produce is not as amazing as it is in South Carolina. And I, you know, Sean Brock is someone that I very much respect and look up to. And what he's done for Southern food is incredible. And we hope to just, in a very small way, expose people to the kinds of food that we grew up on in this region, even if it's just very subtle and still presented to people in a very modern way. That's what we plan on doing. Something that we're going to focus part of our energy on are the regional ethnicities that were integral to the growth of the steel industry. And, you know, it's something I've always done in my food, and it's always been a subtle influence, you know, the Eastern European influence, and in Braddock in particular, in front of the Edgar Thompson steel mill, there is a large statue of a gentleman who goes by the name of Joe Mazurak. And Joe Mazurak is the Paul Bunyan of the Pittsburgh steel industry. He is this mythological 12-foot tall man who protected the other steelworkers because it's a very, you know, it was a very dangerous job. So there's this large Croatian population that still exists in Braddock, in North Braddock, and in, you know, in the Mon Valley. And as I dive into Croatian cuisine, I realize that it's very similar to what I grew up on, which was, you know, Ukrainian, Czechoslovakian, Polish. You know, my mom was very Eastern European and my dad was Italian. And, you know, all of those ethnicities were, like I said, just so important. And each, almost each mill had waves of these immigrants coming in to work in the mills, and then they stayed. And you can drive from one street to the next and just tell that you're in an Italian neighborhood or a Polish neighborhood just by how the houses look.
In addition to celebrating old culinary traditions, chefs in these underdog areas are in a unique position to experiment in new and exciting ways.
I think, you know, like-minded individuals like myself and frankly, probably John Fetterman, it's the Wild West. For me, the first thing that I wanted to do was learn more about the community and introduce myself in the community in a very slow and organic way. I didn't want to, you know, inject what I do into a community and have everybody feel like I'm pushing my agenda onto, you know, something, you know, a town that needs much more than just a fancy restaurant.
Sousa's instinct is a wise one, but disappointingly not always common. Too often, these kinds of revival efforts suffer from an outsider's misguided altruism.
I say that it's going to operate much in a non-profit way, but don't be mistaken. It is going to be a for-profit business, and that is also intentional because, I mean, I'm sure that you've gone into some non-profit hippy-dippy restaurant, and, you know, it, anybody can get a non-profit, like, little coffee shop off the ground, and, you know, it's great for the first, you know, year, and then it goes out of business because people lose interest. And that's not what Braddock and other communities, you know, Rust Belt communities like Braddock need. They need a kind of an anchor of a business district to show people that it's a viable option. Like, hey, you can come down here and people will follow you. If you do something cool, you have a good product and you have a good mission, people will come down here and support you. Gentrification doesn't really apply to Braddock because there's nothing to move out. We're not displacing anything. There are literally very few businesses here. I mean, there is so much vacant real estate and there are so few residents. I mean, there are a couple really great, you know, old time businesses that have stuck through the hard times. But aside from those, you know, everyone is gone.
Happily, the attention brought to the region by Mayor Fetterman and projects like Sousa's seem to be inspiring rapid enthusiasm. Braddock's tumultuous history has, in part, created its unique character, and more people are noticing.
If you had come to Braddock 10 years ago, and then you drive through Braddock now, there's a palpable thing happening here, and it's so hard for me to put into words. It's just something you have to walk down the street and spend some time here and meet people, and it's not Brooklyn, it's not some hipster neighborhood. It's something entirely different. And, you know, part of that is, I think, John's foresight. And some of it is just the way that things happen here. You know, it was so neglected for so long, you know, 25, 30 years, where just businesses were gone, but all the buildings were dilapidated. And a lot of them needed to come down and go away. And what happens when you do that in this kind of an urban environment, is you end up with this very open sky kind of feel. Like, I describe where I live as it feels like you're going out to the country, which happens to have a gigantic steel mill operating right in town. It's just a very specific thing that it's so hard to describe. But when people come here, they fall in love with it. And it's just, you know, the place gets a hold of you and there's really, you just want to contribute. You just want to be a part of it.
If all goes according to plan, Superior Motors will open February of 2015. As just one element in Braddock's larger renaissance. For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Emma Hammond.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.